You're listening to the Voice of Middle-earth, celebrating the writings and life of J.R.R. Tolkien, with music for your journey there and back again. The Voice of Middle-earth is homemade radio, DIY broadcasting based upon my interest in the literary works of J.R.R. Tolkien. I'm not a scholar, I'm just a lover of radio who enjoys exploring the themes that Tolkien presented throughout his fiction, poetry, and essays. So I'm going to be presenting the program as Green Man Took, my alter ego, and present to you The Voice of Middle-earth, Letters from Father Christmas, Program 1. To the children of J.R.R. Tolkien, the interest and importance of Father Christmas extended beyond his filling of their stockings on Christmas Eve, for he wrote a letter to them every year in which he described in words and pictures his house, his friends, and the events, hilarious or alarming, at the North Pole. The first of the letters arrived in 1920, when John Tolkien, the eldest, was 3 years old, and for over 20 years, through the childhoods of three other children, Michael, Christopher, and Priscilla, they continued to arrive each Christmas. Sometimes the envelopes, dusted with snow and bearing polar bear postage stamps, were found in the house on the morning after his visit. Sometimes the postman brought them, and the letters that the children wrote themselves vanished from the fireplace when no one was about. As time went on, Father Christmas's household became larger, and whereas at first little is heard of anyone except the North Polar Bear, later on there appear snow elves, red gnomes, snowmen, cave bears, and the polar bear's nephews, Paksu and Valkatuka, who came on a visit and never left. But the polar bear remained Father Christmas's chief assistant and the chief cause of the disasters that led to muddles and deficiencies in the Christmas stockings, and sometimes he wrote on the letters his comments in angular capital letters. Eventually, Father Christmas took on as his secretary an elf named Ilbereth, and in the later letters, elves play an important part in the defense of Father Christmas's house and store cellars against attacks by goblins. I'll be reading several of the letters from Father Christmas throughout the program.
Thank you.
Letter from Father Christmas, 1923. My dear John, it is very cold today and my hand is very shaky. I am 7 years old on Christmas Day, lots older than your great-grandfather, so I can't stop the pen wobbling, but I hear that you are getting so good at reading that I expect you will be able to read my letter. I send you lots of love, and lots of love for Michael, too, and lots of bricks, too, which are called that because there are lots more for you and have next year if you let me know in good time. I think they are prettier and stronger and tidier than pick-a-bricks, so I hope you will like them. Now I must go. It is a lovely fine night, and I have got hundreds of miles to go before morning. There is such a lot to do. A kiss from Father Nicholas Christmas.
Christmas lights aren't up, but it feels like Christmas. There isn't even snow on the ground, but it feels like Christmas. It isn't even November yet, but it feels like Christmas. Don't take the tree down yet, I don't want to be over. Let the reindeer live on my roof. Don't open the presents, just let them be. 'Cause I don't want it to be over. 'Cause I don't want it to be over. Gonna pack the tree, you can pack me too. If you're gonna put it by the curb, you can wrap me up too. 'Cause I don't want it to be over. 'Cause I don't want it to be over.
This is the Voice of Middle-earth, and I'm Green Mantuk. You're listening to a special edition of the Letters from Father Christmas by J.R.R. Tolkien. We just heard a tune by the band Audra, Let the Reindeer Live on My Roof, and before that, The Features with Father Christmas. Here's a letter from Father Christmas dated Christmas 1925. My dear boys, I am dreadfully busy this year. It makes my hand more shaky than ever when I think of it, and not very rich. In fact, awful things have been happening, and some of the presents have got spoiled, and I haven't got the North Polar Bear to help me, and I've had to move house just before Christmas, so you can imagine what a state everything is in, and you will see why I have a new address, why I can only write one letter between you both. It all happened like this. One very windy day last November, my hood blew off and went and stuck on the top of the North Pole. I told him not to, but the North Polar Bear climbed up to the thin top to get it down, and he did. The pole broke in the middle and fell on the roof of my house. And the North Polar Bear fell through the hole, made it into the dining room with my hood over his nose, and all the snow fell off the roof into the house and melted and put out all the fires and ran down into the cellars where I was collecting this year's presents, and the North Polar Bear's leg got broken in the process. He is well again now, but I was so cross with him that he says he won't try to help me again. I expect his temper is hurt, and he will be mended by next Christmas. I send you a picture of the accident and of my new house on the cliffs above the North Pole, with beautiful cellars in the cliffs. If John can't read my old shaky writing, 1,925 years old, he must get his father to. When is Michael going to learn to read and write? Lots of love to you both, and Christopher, whose name is rather like mine. That's all. Goodbye, Father Christmas. And Polar Bear writes a P.S. Father Christmas was in a great hurry. Told me to put in one of his magic wishing crackers, as you poor wish and see if it doesn't come true. Excuse thick writing, I have a fat paw. I help Father Christmas with his packing, I live with him, and I am the great Polar Bear.
I'm a polar bear, and my name is Bjorn, and I've been a polar bear since the day I was born. Welcome to my kingdom and the world that I roam, the circumpolar Arctic, a place that I call home. They call me Nanook, a Nursus maritimus, 200,000 years of evolution helped design us with small ears, a thick coat, and a bread at his jaws, and a layer of fat just to keep us warm. Is it only me or do ya?
Do you get the feeling?
While we're watching the sun going down, someone's turning up the central heating. Well, I am just a polar bear, so what do I know about Milankovitch cycles and CO2? Just 1,200 pounds of high-tech fur, 12-inch paws and 2-inch claws. From Hudson Bay to Greenland, Russia to Alaska, Svalbard up the Baffin, round and back again, just waiting on the coastline for the waves to freeze, the seals to hunt, the cubs to feed, and is it only me or do ya? While we swim beneath the northern lights, the ice pack is retreating. Said was another fall of snow. If only each well-intended thought was another. Well, I'm a polar bear, and my name is Bjorn, and I've been a polar bear since the day I was born. Welcome to my kingdom and the world that I roam, the circumpolar Arctic, a place that I call home. Is it only me or do ya?
Do you get the feeling?
While we're watching the sun going down, someone's turning up the central heating.
Thank you.
This is Green Man Took. You're listening to the voice of Middle Earth. Letters from Father Christmas. You just heard Autumn Gray's Solace with Through the Snowy Trees. And before that, Tom Rugg with the Polar Bear Song. Here's another letter from Father Christmas. Cliff House, top of the world, near the North Pole, Monday, December 20th, 1926. My dear boys, I am more shaky than usual this year. The North Polar Bear's fault, of course. It was the biggest bang in the world and the most monstrous firework that ever has been. It turned the North Pole black and shook all the stars out of place, broke the moon into four, and the man in the moon fell into my back garden. He ate quite a lot of my Christmas chocolates before he said he felt better and climbed back to mend the moon and get the stars all tidy. Then I found out that the reindeer had broken loose. They were running all over the country, breaking reins and ropes and tossing presents up in the air. They were all packed up to start, you see, yet it only happened this morning. It was a sleigh load of chocolate things which I always send to England early. I hope yours are not badly damaged. And the North Polar Bear writes, Father Christmas had to hurry away and leave me to finish. He is old and gets worried when funny things happen. You would have laughed, too. I think it is good of me laughing. It was a lovely firework. The reindeer will run quick to England this year. They are still frightened. I must go and help pack. I don't know what Father Christmas would do without me. He always forgets what a lot of packing I do for him. The snowman is addressing our envelopes this year. He is Father Christmas's gardener, but we don't get much but snowdrops and frost ferns to grow here. He always writes in white, just with his finger, A Merry Christmas to you, from North Polar Bear.
Heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men, peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom it rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. Wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Steve Erquiaga with The Christmas Song. And before that, you heard John Gorka with Christmas Bells. And we started the set off with the Modern Mandolin Quartet and Trepak. I'm going to continue now in the Voice of Middle-earth with another reading from Letters from Father Christmas by J.R.R. Tolkien. This is 1929. Dear boys and girls, it is a light Christmas again, and I am glad to say the Northern Lights have been specially good. There's a lot to tell you. You have heard that the great polar bear chopped his paw while he was cutting Christmas trees. His right one, I mean, not his left, of course. It was wrong to cut it, and a pity, too, for he spent a lot of the summer learning to write better so as to help me with my winter letters. We had a bonfire this year to please the polar bear, and to celebrate the coming in of winter. The snow elves let off all the rockets together, which surprised us both. I have tried to draw a picture of it, but really there were hundreds of rockets. You can't see the elves at all against the snow background. The bonfire made a hole in the ice and woke up the great seal, who happened to be underneath. The polar bear let off 20,000 silver sparklers afterwards, used up all my stock, so that is why I had none to send you. Then he went for a holiday to North Norway and stayed with a woodcutter called Olaf and came back with a paw all bandaged, just as the beginning of our busy times. There seemed to be more children than ever in England, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Germany, which are the countries I specially look after, and of course North America and Canada, not to speak of getting stuff down to the South Pole. It's a good thing clocks don't tell the same time all over the world. I would never get things done, although when my magic is strongest, at Christmas, I can do about 1,000 stockings a minute. But I am rather worried this year. In my office and packing room, the polar bear reads out names while I copy them down. We have awful gales here, worse than you did, tearing clouds of snow to a million tatters, screaming like demons, burying my house almost up to the roof. Just at the worst, the polar bear said it was stuffy and opened a north window before I could stop him. You can imagine the result. The North Polar Bear was buried in papers and lists, but that did not stop him laughing. Also, all my red and green ink is upset, as well as black, so I'm writing in chalk and pencil. I have some black ink left, and the polar bear is using it to address parcels. This must be all for now. I send you all my love. One more stocking to fill this year. I hope you will like your new house and the things that I bring you. Your old Father Christmas.
come true. As white snow doth follow the old willow tree, once there we honor thee. Oh, come all young maidens and join us in song, for this is the season warm love need hold strong. The cold wind doth blow o'er the elderwood tree, once there we honor thee.
Oh, never say me farewell here. No farewell. shall see me to the stile and kiss and take your leave. But I'll stay here till the woodcock comes and the martlet takes his wing. Since the snow melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing.
Was Horse Lips with The Snow That Melts the Soonest, and before that, Faith in the Muse, A Winter Wassail, and we started the set off with Louisa Phillips and Northern Lights. This is the Voice of Middle Earth, and I'm Green Man Took. Music here for your journey, there and back again. This program is The Letters from Father Christmas, written by J.R.R. Tolkien to his children. I'm going to read his letter from 1930. My dears, I have enjoyed all your letters. I am dreadfully sorry there has been no time to answer them, and even now I have not time to finish my picture for you properly or send you a full long letter like I wish to. I hope you will like your stockings this year. I tried to find what you asked for, but the stores have been rather in a muddle. You see, the polar bear has been ill. He had whooping cough, first of all. I could not let him help with the packaging and sorting while he begins in November, because it would be simply awful if any of my children caught polar bear whooping cough and barked like bears on Boxing Day. So I had to do everything myself in preparation. Of course, polar bear has done his best. He cleaned up and mended my sleigh and looked after the reindeer while I was busy. This is how the really bad accident happened. Early this month, we had a most awful snowstorm, nearly 6 feet of snow, followed by a fog. The poor polar bear went out to the reindeer stables and got lost and nearly buried. I did not miss him or go look for him for a long while. His chest had not got well from whooping cough, so this made him frightfully ill, and he was in bed until 3 days ago. Everything has gone wrong, and there has been no one to look after my messengers properly. But aren't you glad the polar bear is better? We had a party of snowboys, sons of the snowmen, which are the only sort of people that live nearby. The polar bear didn't eat much tea, but when the big cracker went off after, he threw away his rug and leapt in the air, and all has been well ever since. I've drawn you pictures of everything that happened. Polar bear telling a story after all the tea things had been cleared away. Me finding polar bear in the snow, and polar bear sitting with his feet in hot mustard and water to stop him from shivering. It didn't, and he sneezed so terribly that he blew 5 candles out. Still, he is all right now. I know, because he has been at his tricks again, quarreling with the snowman, my gardener, and pushing him through the roof of his snow house, and packing lumps of ice instead of presents in naughty children's parcels. That might be a good idea, only he never told me, and some of them, with the ice, were put in warm storerooms and melted all over the good children's presents. Well, my dears, there's lots more I should like to say about my green brother and my father, old grandfather Yule, and why we were both called Nicholas after the saint, whose day is December the 6th, who used to give secret presents, sometimes throwing purses of money through the window. But I must hurry away. I am late already, and I am afraid you may not get this in time. Kisses to you all. Father Nicholas Christmas.
Tiny Todd with rubby paws and little tousled head, was writing a letter to Santa Claus, and this is what he said. Mr. Father Christmas, please save a toy for me. When you're giving presents from the Christmas tree, a funny clown to make me laugh, or maybe a toy giraffe. I don't mind how tall it is, I don't mind how small it is. Mr. Father Christmas, I haven't got a train, or a box of soldiers, or an aeroplane. My mommy said if I was good and did the things she said I should, I could expect a call from you. And Mr. Father Christmas, I hope you have a Merry Christmas too. Clown to make me laugh, or maybe a toy giraffe. I don't mind how tall it is, I don't mind how small it is. Mr. Father Christmas, I haven't got a train, or a box of soldiers, or an aeroplane. My mommy said if I was good, the things she said I should, I could expect a call from you. And Mr. Father Christmas, I hope you have a Merry Christmas too.
This is Green Man Took. You've been listening to the voice of Middle-earth, music for your journey, there and back again. We heard the Cocteau Twins with Winter Wonderland, and the Allisons, Mr. Father Christmas. And I'm going to morph back into DJ Frederick right now and say thank you for listening to the voice of Middle Earth. Wishing you all a blessed solstice and a wonderful Yule. This has been Program 1. Program 2 will be forthcoming. Thank you for listening.